I'm not sure that either the Democrats or Republicans have figured out last Tuesday's political earthquake in California. The inclination among Democrats is to blame it solely on Republican money, celebrity worship, or political illiteracy, or all three combined. Republican bloodlust does figure into this. So does stargazing and lost respect for representative democracy. But they alone are not why voters fired an unpopular governor without waiting for the next election, and why they hired a bodybuilding movie star to replace him. There's more to it than that. That's why Republicans are wrong, too, if they think Arnold Schwarzenegger's victory somehow validates their party's direction in either California or the nation. From where I sit, this vote is a primal scream from voters who are alienated more than Republicans and Democrats know, want to know, or have tried to know. Professor Larry Gersten of San Jose State University puts it this way, quote, "We are in a disquieting period in American history when people feel more than ever less trustful or connected with those they elected." You might ask what's new about this, but what you'd be missing is the intensity of the feeling. I may be imagining this, but I was sure I noticed the difference among students in my classes this fall. A deeper level of political despair and hopelessness than I seem to recall. One student wrote that the political norm in American politics today is one in which, quote, "the individual is eclipsed by groups." As a professor, I want to tell him that this in part is what James Madison imagined, a nation of organized citizens. But as a political veteran, I know that entrenched interests have gone far beyond what the father of the Constitution imagined. So you can dismiss my student's smoldering anger as the semi-educated grousing of a young person bored with political theory, and you'd be half right. But you'd also be half wrong. Just as a lot of Democrats and Republicans are at least half wrong about what the California recall means. No party won in California last Tuesday. Angry populism did, hoisting the outsider on its crest. Here's the problem. Angry populism is better at knocking down a barn than building one. At the same time, this storm has been building since the late 70s, with only a brief timeout during the prosperity of the mid to late 90s. Howard Jarvis, Proposition 13, term limits, Ross Perot, and Jesse Ventura are all of one piece. These fish swim only in water fouled with special interest politics, disconnected government, and crony capitalism. That spells trouble for a number of Democrats running for president. It also spells trouble for George W. Bush. This is Les O'Coin.